Hello listeners and welcome to our podcast. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today I have a guest at the studio that you have already heard before. A colleague, Martin Pospisil. He is the head of the Department 27, which is responsible for EU affairs. And I'm very happy to have you here today.
Yeah, thank you very much for inviting me again. It's a pleasure.
We have an occasion, of course. We always have an occasion when you come. There's usually some festivity, some celebration. And now we have the anniversary of 30 years membership to the European Union.
Absolutely. It's incredible how time passes by so quickly. It's already been 30 years that Austria decided to ascend to the European Union. Among others, we have, of course, other very important celebrations this year, meaning 80 years of the end of the Second World War, and of course 70 years of Austria's freedom through the Staatsvertrag. So there is a lot going on in 2025. But from my professional perspective, of course, the Austria's accession to the European Union is in the focus.
That's right. That's what we want to bring to the foreground here. Now, I think it was last year we did a podcast together, possibly.
Yes.
And we were talking about upcoming elections to the European Parliament, which we had last year. And this year we're celebrating the 30 years membership. This is a good reason to have a celebration. Is that also a reason to have a party? And what would you say has changed since 1995?
Yeah, the good or the bad thing, as you put it, is that I covered almost all of the 30 years in the context of European affairs personally, and that I really have the chance to look back on a very long period of European affairs in Austria, especially in Vienna. And honestly speaking, I really don't know if at the moment there is a good reason for a party. I mean, Europe as we see it is a lot under pressure from various directions, from various players. But on the other hand, I think we should focus also on the things that a city of like Vienna can contribute to the European governance, to the European family, so to speak. And so my answer would be twofold. Yeah. So there are reasons for celebration and for party. And on the other hand, there is still a lot to do and a lot missing to become a global player as the European Union itself. And I think we are exactly in the middle of this struggle. And we now feel a lot of pressure from all different angles and from all different directions being put on the European Union. And we are tested. We are put to the test a lot. And I think it's a good opportunity also to use these 30 years of accession to reflect on what is going well and what still needs to be improved within Austria, but also on the European level.
Yeah, I fully agree. Vienna, I find that Vienna has a unique position here, not only geographically, but also historically speaking, and also through the form that our country is in. We are a neutral country after all. And but a lot of strain is being put on us at the moment. It'll be quite interesting to see how we react to all of this. What the outcome will be. On the other hand, there's always got to be movement.
Absolutely. The only thing certain in life is change, as we all
Precisely.
Know.
Precisely.
And when you spoke about a neutral country and different sorts of countries, there is another saying on the European level, which I think is very relevant at the moment. There are only two kind of countries within the European Union, countries that are small and countries that are aware of the fact that they are small. And so if we don't manage to stick together and try to overcome the lacking pieces in the European governance to even work together more strongly and in a better way, then I think we are really in big trouble.
We probably still have a long way to go. But at the same time, we are also standing before a new term of European institutions, a new parliament and new commission will be there, will be in place. And where do you see the challenges there for Europe and the European Union?
I think that at the moment, because of the geopolitical situation, there is a big shift in the direction of European policy making. So a lot is going into defense, in fight against cyber attacks, and into cybersecurity. And it's very far away from the things that we ought to do, that we should do in Europe. When it is about solidarity, when it is assisting each other among the member states, when the European treaties treat of welfare to the people, when the European treaties speak of knowledge exchange, exchange of best practices, cross-border cooperation. So this should be in the focus. This should be the main aspects, but at the moment, unfortunately, there are other topics that need to be addressed, that need to be, in a way, attacked in a political way, so that Europe has a chance to play the full potential of its nature of being also a global player. Maybe not so much in a military sense, but in a sense of governance, good governance. Maybe in a way of soft powers, maybe in a way of cooperation models. So that would be very important to be safe, yeah, to not bother too much about defense and security and still play the cards that we are good at, meaning cooperation, meaning solidarity, meaning assisting third countries and overcoming also the divide that still cuts through the continent of Europe, when we think of the countries on the Western Balkans. So why do they not have access yet to all the benefit, to all the good things that we share within the European Union? Austria was in the same situation more than 30 years ago. And I think we can look back with pride and be very proud of the good things that we achieved through the membership to the European Union.
Yes. Yeah, I fully agree with you. Austria has some strengths there, and there are many things to be tackled. But I think if we concentrate on our strengths, I'm sure that we can play an important role. From a regional perspective, if we go from Austria to Vienna now, which is basically our focus, which is what we concentrate on, how can a region like our city, like Vienna, how could it contribute? Could you give us some examples of how Vienna can become active in a positive way and contribute towards more development?
I think we have in Vienna, especially in Vienna, we have very, very good examples that date back to the very beginning of the ascension of Austria to the European Union. For instance, the liaison office of the city of Vienna in Brussels, which will celebrate 30 years next year in 2026. So we opened our informal representation of the city of Vienna, of the Land Wien, in Brussels in 1996. And I think having good information, direct informations from the European level, flowing into the administration of the city, going to the politicians within the city of Vienna, is a huge advantage that we should not underestimate. And the Wien House, so to speak, 10 years ago approximately, took really a very, very big step forward when it came to the European urban agenda and the topic of affordable housing. And since then, Vienna is really in the forefront of cities that promote and put on the table of discussion always the topic of affordable housing. And for the first time in history, we now also see within the European Commission a member of the Commission being responsible for affordable housing. And I think it is a big success that a city like Vienna, together with other cities, together with European networks like Eurocities, was lobbying for to make this topic that is relevant so for so many European citizens heard on the political level, on the European, in the European institutions. And there are many other good examples also from the city of Vienna. There is a lot of good governance with regard to European funding going on since many, many years in Vienna. So we are a managing authority for one of the biggest European programs with 9 member states. And the city of Vienna is managing a program for 9 EU member states in Central Europe. And all the member states last year, they asked us to do this also in the future because they are very happy with the way we as a city manage a program for 9 EU member states. And I think it's a very nice compliment that we are doing a good job and that we contribute also in the debate, for instance, on the services of general interest or services of general economic interest. There is no valid definition on this, but Vienna provides so many high-standing, high-ranking, extraordinary good services of general interest, like the public transport, like the water supply, like the wastewater treatment. And now we are facing completely new challenges with artificial intelligence, with digitalization, and so on. So we need also to stay modern and to keep pace with the global developments, and also not forget about the good services that we provide to the people.
Well, that was certainly very good to hear all of these positive things, when usually it's critique one hears all the time. But I think we should probably make it more visible. I mean, I know that your department does it all the time, that you work very hard at this, but we should make more visible all the good things that Vienna contributes towards this common goal and all the good things that are happening. I'd really like you to thank you for that. I think we should probably all of us, think more about the important role that Vienna has to play and about what it has contributed in the past and how much everybody is working towards this common goal of having positive results.
Absolutely. And we are, as persons, also me, we forget sometimes about the good things that are already happening. But just to remind you, just in front of the studio, there is one of the biggest building sites in the history of Vienna taking place, because we are building a new tube, a new subway. Mm-hmm. And it's incredible what is going on since many years, every day on this building, on this construction site. And it is a big shift that Vienna is now undertaking to reach the climate neutrality goals. And not only Vienna has to undergo this change, in many other cities on this planet, and especially in Europe, cities are transforming enormously due to the climate neutrality goals. And Vienna is also in this respect, I think, really very ambitious and very forward in the policy making. And it's not for granted that things are happening this way. And many people are working in a positive way to sustain and to sustain this process and to help in reaching the goals.
I think that was the word. Let's not take things for granted. I'd like to extend a very cordial thank you. And I'd like to remind our listeners, don't take things for granted that happen in our city and see the positive things. Maybe we should include some information in the list of words. We'll have some information on what's happening there, listeners. I'd like to thank you very much and very cordially for coming here. We could probably go on speaking for another 3 hours here, but that means you'll have to come again.
Thank you very much again for inviting me. As always, it was a pleasure.
Thank you.